This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkel Matthew. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Singh mentioned the friendship between India and Russia, saying New Delhi has always stood by its Russian friends and will continue to do so in future. The Defense Ministry said in a statement, the two leaders discussed various issues of bilateral defense cooperation. They expressed that partnership between two nations hold immense potential and combined efforts will pave way for remarkable outcomes. Earlier, the Defence Minister co-chaired the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in Moscow. Defence Minister emphasized that India-Russia relationship is very strong and has lived up to the responsibilities of a special and privileged strategic partnership. In Syria, Mohammed al-Bashir has been appointed the caretaker prime minister of the transitional government. In a televised statement, Mr. Bashir said he will lead the interim authority till 1st of March next year with the backing of the former rebels who toppled President Bashar al-Assad few days ago. Al-Bashir ran the rebel-led Salvation Government before the 12-day lightning offensive swept into Damascus. Mohammed al-Bashir, a figure little known across most of Syria, previously ran an administration in a small pocket of the northwest controlled by rebels. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met the American Jewish Committee delegation in New Delhi. They discussed India-US bilateral partnership and the developments in West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he values American Jewish Committee's long-standing support for India-US ties. The External Affairs Minister also spoke to EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy and Vice President of EU Commission, Kaja Kallas, over phone. They discussed developments in Europe, West Asia, and Indo-Pacific. Dr. Shankar said that he always forward on to an early meeting. China has decided to impose visa restrictions on U.S. personnel over interference in Hong Kong affairs. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning made the announcement at a regular press briefing in Beijing in response to the recent U.S. announcement to impose visa restrictions on officials of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government. The spokesperson said that United States has interfered in China's internal affairs and violated the principles of international law and basic norms governing international relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the compendium of complete works of great Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharti at his residence in New Delhi today. Subramanya Bharti's writings instilled patriotism in people, brought the essence of Indian culture and spiritual heritage of the country to masses in a language that the masses can relate to. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Panchayat Awards 2024 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. This year, a total of 45 awardees have been selected under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots, governance and community development. Common University Entrance Test, UG, will only be conducted in computer-based test CBT mode from 2025. UGC Chairperson M. Jagdish Kumar told media that students will be allowed to appear for QUT UG in any subject irrespective of subject studied in Class 12. QUT UG will be conducted in 63 subjects. In women's cricket, India will face host Australia in the third and final game of the three-match ODI series at the WACA ground in Perth today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9:50 a.m. IST. And that is the end of the news bulletin.